You are listening to Million Dollar Restaurant Secrets podcast with Wayne Hyun, episode number one. Welcome to Million Dollar Restaurant Secrets podcast, where I help you build your next restaurant empire. Work less and sell more. What's up, guys? I'm so excited. It's my first time podcasting. I'm so excited that I can share all this restaurant stories, knowledge, information with you guys. I've been only doing like YouTube, you know, Instagram, TikTok, all those edited contents. And it's actually my first time doing this unedited live podcast as a content. So I'm kind of nervous because I've never done this before. But I'm kind of nervous. But at the same time, I'm very excited that I can share all this valuable resources, this valuable information that I have to share with you guys, so that you guys can just consume this content and, you know, most importantly, apply and implement those knowledge in your restaurant, so that you guys can grow a lot more and see a massive success. So for those of you who don't really know who I am, let me just introduce myself. My name is Wayne, and I started my restaurant career when I was 16 as a chef back in Singapore. I was just schooling. I was just a kid who needed some side money. So I went into a kitchen. It was amazing. It was my first time seeing all those chefs, cooks, servers, just everybody working hard together to put an amazing art on that plate and serving that to people. And people would just enjoy that dish, smiling and enjoying their quality time with their partners and their families and their partners. It was just amazing. I just fell in love in it. I think that's the point where I fell in love with that hospitality industry and restaurants. So I was very young age. I was crazy. I fell in love, and I decided to choose to be a chef, to be in a hospitality career. And that's how I started my journey as a chef. I was working as a chef for almost more than 8 years. But as many other chefs out there, I had a choice. During my early career, I had a choice to become a chef who was going for a fine art cuisine, which many people go in, like Michelin restaurants, you know, fine dining restaurants, where you would focus, where you would focus all this nicely crafted arts, all this fancy techniques and fancy platings and expensive $300-$400 course meals. Or I could choose a pathway to be a management or be a financial management, operation management, that pathway, right? I was 18 and 19 where I had an opportunity to be in a fine dining restaurants and learn those fancy techniques, or be in a small restaurants, be a manager and learn all this finance and bookkeeping and operations. I chose to be the second one. I chose to be in the management position. The reason was simple. I was so passionate about food, but the fine dining arts just couldn't afford my living. So I had to choose to be a manager. Excuse me. Apparently, I chose to be a manager, and I learned something a lot that I didn't expect down the road. I learned a lot of restaurant back-end systems, you know, operations, marketing, bookkeeping, finance, leadership, all those necessary skills to properly operate a restaurant. So obviously I'm a chef, and you know, cooking is something, it's just a very, very basic skill that you need to have as a chef. But I learned something beyond that, such as the things I mentioned just now. So yeah, that was a big life-changing moment for me. And so it's just me, but I just can't do one thing. I'm not a master of one skill, but I'm jack of all trades. I used to be a jack of all trades. So I started my photography and filmmaking career, which I would create contents for restaurants, advertising contents. And I was really good and I got paid well. Every project I directed, I would hire contractors to come in and to shoot for restaurants and create viral contents. And after that, I fell into this marketing and this whole advertising, because when you fall into photography and videography, just naturally your mind goes to advertising, because you would automatically see where your creatives would be, right? If you take this photo, obviously you're gonna see this photo in Instagram or TikTok or whatever the platform that business is using. So automatically I fell into this marketing and all this advertising and branding. And after all this journey, when I look back myself, I'm a chef and I'm a videographer and content creator, and I'm a marketer at the same time. So I was doing really well at this whole thing. So like photography, you know, cooking, marketing, advertising, I was doing really well. So that's when I decided to actually create this business to help restaurant owners around the world who are struggling with operational and marketing solutions. And that's where I am right now, and creating this whole lot of contents to give you guys all this value. And yeah, that's just a whole story about me. And today is just the first day of my podcast, so I don't want it to be super long and talking about some super complicated things. I just want to talk about something about restaurant marketing in general with personal branding. This is very, I think it's very important to understand personal branding in order to understand what marketing is, because marketing and branding a business and branding a human, it has a lot of similarities, and at the same time, there's a lot of difference. But at the same time, you can use both of them to benefit each other tremendously. So if you guys look at just easy example, if you guys look at, you know, Salt Bae, Gordon Ramsay, Jamie Oliver, or if you go up to, you know, fine art chefs, Grant Achatz, Thomas Keller, and many more, they have their name value. That's called personal branding. They're branding their restaurant at the same time they're branding the person itself. And the relationship between those two are very, very important. It's crucial to both marketing yourself and the business, and it affects the whole revenue of your business. This is the reason why it's very, very important. So in today's podcast, I want to cover what is personal branding and how is it different from business branding. And the most important thing we're going to cover is what's the best way to utilize a personal branding to your restaurant marketing. Okay, so let's talk about what is personal branding first. So personal branding, I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. Just like what I mentioned just now, if you look at all these people, you know, Salt Bae, Gordon Ramsay, all this, you know, celebrity chefs. If you look at them, they have their own specific way of branding themselves. You know, they'll be on a TV show or a talk show, podcast, or they release a book, or, you know, they do a social media actively doing social media. They have their own ways of being, you know, a celebrity. And it doesn't really have to be that mega famous, that world famous, just like Gordon Ramsay. If you look around the social media or YouTube, there are a lot of people who are famous within their community. Not a worldwide famous, they're just famous within their community. If it's, you know, chef's community or cook's community or a foodie community, there are people who are famous, just like influencers. not everybody in this whole world knows about influencers, right? They're having their own community. They're having their own fan base as their community, and they're famous within that community. The thing about that is the most important thing that you need to understand within that fan community, that your fan base, is they are your source of revenue. Those are the people who you can sell something to, right? That's the most important thing you need to understand. So the reason why I'm talking about this personal branding is it's very, very easy to use your personal branding to take that revenue source and then connect it to your restaurant. Just like there are a lot of people who knows there's a lot of people who knows about Alinea, the restaurant Alinea. And they're marketing their own business. People go there for Alinea. At the same time, people are going to Alinea because they know Chef Grant Aketz. Do you understand? Like, do you see the difference? So restaurant Alinea, they have the customer base from their own marketing plus customers from fan of Chef Grant. So that's the power of personal branding. So the similarities, the similar things that branding a business, marketing a business, and personal branding is you're basically establishing a brand. You have, you know, crafting your message, crafting your copy, crafting your vibe, crafting your color. The things that you need to do as branding a business, you have to do exactly the same step as branding me as a human. Just like the way I deliver my message, the color that represents me, the font in front of my thumbnails, those things are included in personal branding. Just like in restaurant branding, the logo, the interior, the plate, the table, the vibe of restaurant, the purpose of that restaurant, why people go there to dine, is it a business meeting or is it a date night? You know, all those things affect the branding of the restaurant, right? So, you know, everything just like color, you know, the way you deliver your message, your personality, you as a character being affects your personal branding. Those are the things that affect your personal branding. So the only difference would be, you know, restaurant branding talks about a different message, different contents, different types of contents, right? But branding yourself, personal branding, is you as talking your own message. You're talking, you know, you're showing people who you are. You're describing yourself as a public figure to a lot of people. That's the only difference. So the best way to utilize this personal branding to your restaurant is grabbing attention with your authentic contents, which will automatically traffic the people to your restaurant business. So the key point is you need to know how to create your authentic contents under your name. So for example, if I'm giving you just a very famous people's example, just like Gordon Ramsay, he would host a show just like Kitchen Nightmares or what is that, Hell's Kitchen, under his name, right? That shows people who Gordon Ramsay is and who he is as a character being and what kind of person he is to a lot of people out there and what kind of value that he's trying to give to people. That shows everything about him, right? Same thing as Jamie Oliver. He's on a talk show. He's on a TV show. He released a book. When people read his book, people know who he is. People know what he's trying to do with his cuisine. Just like other Chef Thomas Keller, he's writing his books and letting people know about what's sous vide. all those things, all these things, personal branding shows who you are. So they, all of them, they have their own way of creating contents. They have their own authentic contents that attract people to either to themselves or to their business, but mostly to their business. People go to restaurants because they are famous, right? So the way to utilize personal branding to your restaurant is when you are already a public figure, when you already have a small community or even a medium-sized fan-based community who, you know, there are a lot of people following you, there are a lot of people who trust you, there are a lot of people who like you, it's very easy to create, open a restaurant business and create a bigger fan base for people to find your restaurant. So you don't have to have exceptional skills or size of business to show off, but yourself and personal branding. You know, there are a lot of people out there who will enjoy watching what you do. You know, what you create, you know, matters. What you create can help people, and it will help people and give people pleasure, or it can provide so much value to the world, to the community. So if you're thinking about branding yourself and doing a personal branding to attract people to your business, just don't be afraid. Utilize that personal branding skills. It is one of the most exciting marketing strategy, in my opinion. So that is the reason why not only me, but a lot of people out there, they're creating contents, giving a lot of people the value, helpful resources to build this trust relationship and those traffic those people to their business. And that's a second source that can be their second source of revenue for that business. And I hope this makes sense. So yeah, today's my first episode, and I don't want to cover this whole detail thing. I hope this episode gave you guys some value and some informative information. So next week is gonna be a weekly podcast, and every week I'm gonna cover a lot of interesting topics. And yeah, I hope this personal branding and restaurant marketing, this whole topic, I hope this resonate you. If you guys want to know more about my business and what I do, just visit my website, visit my social media, Instagram, YouTube. There are a lot of free resources out there. You can just take it for free and then apply to your restaurant just by, you know, listening to my podcast and my contents. Consuming my contents will help you a lot in terms of bringing your restaurant sales and growing your restaurant business. So like this podcast and subscribe my YouTube, all my channels, my social media. Stay tuned, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.